Let me bring you some breaking news now. A court in Malaysia has found Rosma Mansor, the wife of former Prime Minister Najib Razak, guilty in a corruption trial. Rosma Mansor was found guilty of 3 counts of bribery. She was charged with soliciting and receiving bribes to help a company win a contract. Her husband, Najib, began a 12-year prison term last week after being convicted of corruption involving the Malaysian state fund, 1NDB. Florence Louise, live for us in Kuala Lumpur. Just give us a little bit of the background on what's been happening, Florence.
That's right. So she was charged with 3 charges, soliciting and receiving bribes of around $1.5 million between the years 2016 and 2017. It was to help a company win a government project to supply solar panels to schools. Now, the judge said he found that the prosecution had proved their case beyond reasonable doubt. Defence lawyers had argued that Rosma Mansor had been framed by a former aide and other officials. But clearly, that argument did not sit with the judge. Now, her lawyers had also put in a last-minute bid to have the judge dismissed. Her critics have said that this was a ploy to buy more time. And ultimately, that application to have the judge dismissed was dismissed. It was heard earlier this morning. It was argued this morning by her lawyers, but it was ultimately dismissed. And the judge went on to deliver the verdict. And he's now found her guilty on all 3 charges. Now, we don't yet know what the sentence is. We expect that to be delivered any moment now. But she could receive a maximum of up to 20 years in prison and be asked to pay a fine of at least 5 times the amount of bribes that she had received. But we do expect her lawyers to... it's very likely that her lawyers will file an appeal, and we do expect her to remain out on bail. She has been out on bail all this while, and she could also file an application for a stay of sentence while she tries to exhaust all avenues of appeal, Rob.
Florence, as I mentioned before, her husband, Najib Razak, the former prime minister, has just begun a 12-year prison term after being convicted of corruption. How is all of this playing out with the public? Are people paying a lot of attention to this?
Absolutely. There was so much anger at the corruption that had been happening at that time, so much so that it was the first time in history that his party, known as UMNO, which had been the dominant party in politics, was voted out of power in 2018. And this was the first time in history that they had been booted out of power. And a lot of it was because of the anger over the corruption. And Rosma Mansor, even at the time when she was the First Lady of Malaysia, she was known for a very lavish lifestyle. And during the course of this trial, the court heard testimony from a witness talking about how powerful she was, so much so that there was a special department that had been set up just to handle her affairs. She wielded considerable influence in government, even though she had no official position. Now, after the UMNO party was voted out of power, after her husband Najib Razak was no longer Prime Minister of Malaysia, the then government that was made up of opposition parties, they conducted an investigation against her, and eventually charges were filed against her and also Najib Razak. And during the course of that investigation as well, police seized luxury goods, jewellery, watches, expensive handbags worth millions of dollars from residences linked to the family. There is a lot of anger. This case is being watched very closely in Malaysia. And I think there is a feeling that justice is being done. Although, of course, they do have supporters who believe that the cases against them are politically motivated.
Florence, thank you very much indeed. Florence Louis talking to us from Kuala Lumpur.